Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello and welcome to Fearless Generations. Wonderful to be here with you this evening, and we're going to be talking more about possibilities. So that's a great topic. And I have my wonderful daughter and co-host, Kelly, on the line. And I believe we're going to have a guest, Janet Renner. I'm not sure if she's on the line yet. Hey, hey. So we are
Hello.
Lucky. We have the best of the best with us tonight. So we like to always start off with a little bit of background on how our week has gone and how we've been able to apply the principles that we're practicing, so that we can show you that we're not just talking, but we're walking the talk as well. So, Kelly, why don't you start out and tell us about how you were open to and enthralled with opportunities this week?
No expectations there. Okay. I've kind of just been going. I feel like today and yesterday and the day before, I feel like I've just been really open to stepping into whatever is in front of me. We got a lot of work done on Saturday, or I should say I got a lot of work done on Saturday. Terry did too, but I'm speaking for myself. And it was really nice to have, you know, to be in the work and having that time set aside for it and really allowing possibilities for things to come up and to be creative and adventurous in what I want to do with my business going forward. And even just allowing that time to think. I don't always give myself that much time. So that was really nice. And then today I was talking about possibilities with Arisa, my oldest daughter, and because she was contemplating whether or not to go out for competition cheer, because she made the cheer team for her junior high that she's going to next year. And so the question today was, is she going to go for competition cheer? And, talking possibilities with her and not letting her think, trying to get around that whole fear of her being afraid that she's not good enough for the competition team, just being open to the possibility that, it could happen if she goes out for it. It's not a possibility if she doesn't even try out. So we were talking about that today. And then I got my hair cut today. Like, I cut off like 8 inches.
Wow.
So we'll see what the possibilities of that bring. It was pretty scary. I was really glad that I couldn't see anything with my glasses off in the mirror until it was all over, because I probably would have stopped her.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Welcome to my club.
Yeah, I haven't had my hair this short in probably, 4 years. So maybe 5 years. I don't know. It's been a while. So it'll be interesting.
Wow.
Well, it'll
good
be fun for you,
to
kind of play around with the possibilities of how you can make it, different as you've really been experimenting with this whole makeup thing, and I've seen your confidence really, really grow in the possibility in those areas. And so this will be another opportunity to play around with your look and how you show up. So that's great. And I just want to echo what Kelly said, because this last weekend we've kind of opened up a new possibility where we're going to up level in our coaching business. And so we worked on Saturday on the components and criteria that are necessary for us to up level. And I've set a goal to complete all of it by the time of the retreat, which is only about 6 weeks away. And it looks like I'm going to be able to do that. So with Kelly's help, just organizing and getting things ready and the possibility of that, and seeing that it's a mindset that I can shift from, you know, the excuses that I might make or the judgments that I'm not ready to do that, and just go into this growth mindset and the possibilities of that. And so that was an opportunity to shift, you know, and to make that leap into that possibility. And usually if you're seeking possibilities, they will come. You know, it's kind of like the field of dreams. Build it, they will come.
Yep. Seek
those possibilities, and they will come to fruition. So anyway, that's kind of where we've been. Our mind has been the last few days. So Janet, what about what would you like to add to the conversation?
Wow. Well, first, congratulations.
Thanks.
Both of you. That's awesome. That's exciting. Yeah. And I might be joining you in that up-leveling.
Yes. I know.
Woo.
I wanted to say it out loud. I just wanted to hear it out loud.
Well, as we speak, I'm adding up my hours.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing right before we got on the call. I was adding up my hours. It's like, yay! So, yeah. So hopefully it'll come to fruition as well. So that would be awesome. Amazing. Yeah. To have that happen. That would be phenomenal. So, yeah. It's a dream, and hey, if I can make it happen, if it's meant to be, it'll happen. So,
yep, that's our mantra, huh?
Yeah, exactly, because that's really all we can do. I mean, I think, you know, with possibilities, I think so an integral part of really making possibilities become our realities. I think, like, we need to tune within, and it's about setting that intention. It's like, if you're willing to set that intention and then let it go, meaning put it out there into the universe and continue to take steps every day towards it, all of a sudden you realize, wow, look how much closer I am to what it is I'm trying to achieve.
Yeah.
And I've done that, and you know, I'm sure many of us have done it time and time again, where, you know, it just blows me away, because I'll set an intention, and, you know, at the beginning of the year or whatever, and I'll just go, you know, by this time I want this. I hope, you know, this is my intention. And then I go ahead and do it, and it's like, wow, and then it's created. At the end, I reached it. And many times, and then you look back, I look back and I go, wow. When I set the intention, yes, I really wanted it, and yet did I truly believe that I could make it? I acted as if I could. And then with that, it's like, I think with possibilities, that opens us up to even expanding beyond what we imagine. And I think that's so powerful when we allow ourselves to do that, when we allow ourselves to count that our possibilities, our ideas, our thoughts, our dreams, our hopes, our wishes for ourselves, that, yeah, we are powerful enough. And as long as we truly live by our intention to make it happen, we can manifest it.
Yeah, I think you know, just listening to you, that when you set those intentions, you just open the space. And when you surrender, I think surrendering then to that intention is what actually allows it to manifest itself. Because first of all, you've opened up the space with the intention, and then you surrender to the process, and you're committed to, you know, you're committed to act upon on that intention, and it just opens up so much. And then all those possibilities are within your reach, and that's your mindset, is that it's possible.
Yeah.
So what I like about these principles is the synergy between them and how they work together. You know, they really work together to bring you to that spot where you're living in freedom and not in fear. You're being true to yourself. You're living your essential nature, and it's internalized. It's not that you have to even stop and think about it. And that's what I love about these principles, and why I think it's really good for Kelly and I, and I don't know about the people that are listening, but it's really good for us to just keep going over and over them, because it's just like, for me, when I'm reading the scriptures, I've read them before, but it's like I'm reading them now with a different mindset, a different set of experiences, a different intention, and there's always more. There's always, you can go deeper, and you can make that connection with your soul, and it's just, that's the possibility, that our journey is a never-ending journey of depth and understanding and being connected to that, to our higher power, to our true nature, whatever you want to call it. And that connection just becomes more and more complete, to where we're just at peace. We're at peace. And I think that, for me, that is my ultimate goal, is to have a heart full of peace. And a soul that's at peace. So, yeah, I love this work, and I just think that it's inspired, and it's here for us to share with one another, so that we can have that love and peace that God intended for us to have for one another and with one another. You know.
Yeah, that love and peace, in spite of all the insanity that might be going on around us.
Yep.
And I think, even then, it is, even now, it is more critical than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many, you know, so many of us are in a whirl of unfamiliarity and uncomfortableness and questioning. And yet, if we can stay tuned within our own dreams, desires, and our true essence.
Yeah, our own truth, really.
Our own truth, and watching for when we feel like, we want to react. And it's like, it's not about reacting. When we're in our truth, we're not reacting. We're acting. We're taking action, I should say. Acting isn't good, but taking action. And continuing to stay on our path, true to our true nature. And when we are, it's like, wow, good will prevail. Our greatest good will prevail. Our contribution will prevail. What we have to bring in this day and age, right now, is so important, I think, for so all of us. You know, it's like, wow, how cool is that? We get to do this. How cool is that?
Yeah, I was yesterday, I was watching 60 Minutes. I don't know if you watch 60 Minutes or not.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Well, did you watch that, you know, the 97-year-old man? Well, when he said, remember, she asked him, well, you really were dealing with evil people? And he said, no, there are no evil people. There is evil war. And I just, you know, when he was talking and he was saying that, I was just thinking, oh my gosh, that is so amazing. That's what he came out of, you know, those experiences. Yes. And he was able to see the humanity in those SS, you know, Nazis.
Yeah, yeah.
Killed so many people. And he said, no, they were not evil people. They were doing what they were told to do. It's war that's evil. And it, you know, I just, that really touched me when, you know, just watching him. This is a little tiny man. But so, you know, so powerful and such a lesson that he had learned. And he was more than willing to stand up with courage and say that. Even saying that took a lot of courage, I think. And, it really touched me when I was watching that little component of 60 Minutes. I thought, wow, I wish everybody could hear this right now, you know?
What a difference it can make. For so many. So possibilities.
Yeah, a lot of what you guys were saying, it made me think of intention, you know, setting our intention before we leave our house, or even, you know, the night before. So when we wake up, we're waking up in that intention. And what do we want our intention to be? Do we want it to be full of love, or do we want it to be full of purpose or passion or whatever it is? You know, what is that intention that that we're setting for ourselves? And I actually made a video about that on Friday on my Let's Hatch Facebook page, and just talking about I had this friend, and she would, when people would drive by her all crazy on the freeway, she would say, I hope you get there. Instead of getting all upset and flustered by, you know, this person driving crazy around her, she would just wish them well. And then she was able to stay in a good place and not get flustered by someone else's actions. And I think that's what the world really needs right now. Like all of this, you know, all of this drama going on with politics or, you know, whatever. You know, I feel like a lot of this drama is trying to pull us apart or separate us even further, and to really define, you know, people really want to define labels on people. And that's just separation, you know, that's not us coming together. And I think if we could all have the intention to, you know, to love one another, or, you know, to just, you know, be able to honor ourselves without reacting to what's going on out in the world, you know, it would be a lot less separation, a lot less need to have separation, or to have, you know, people, you know, agree with you. Because you can understand someone's point of view without agreeing to it, you know? And I think a lot of people, I think a lot of people equate agreement with understanding, and they feel like they're being misunderstood because you're not giving them this, you know, blanket of agreement on, you know, every point that they have. And that's a dangerous place to be when you have expectations like that. And I think that's kind of where society is right now. It's either you're with me or you're against me. And that's, that's really not how most people function.
Exactly.
You know, so it's just being aware of what really is your intention of how you want to show up, how you want to, you know, what is the world that you're wanting to create and step into every morning? You know, is it one of division, or is it one of, you know, unity?
Absolutely.
I think in a world of unity, there's a lot more possibilities than division.
Yes.
And
I think honoring that it's okay if we don't all agree.
Yes.
You know, and it's about finding being able to have conversation and respect mm-hmm. in the conversation in order to discover how can we come to agreement? How can we walk away not less than, but feeling like we're making a positive difference?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No,
that's fine.
Have you seen that commercial that's going around on Facebook, of that Heineken commercial?
I haven't.
No?
I haven't.
Okay. So the gist of the commercial is they have two people go into a room. They're complete strangers, and it gives them instructions on how to put together some type of object, like a bookshelf or a table or they end up putting together a bar. So these people have no idea anything about the other person. They're just working together to put together this, you know, this object. And at the end of putting the object together, it shows a video of them describing their point of view on a certain subject. And it ends up that the two people that are in the room have extremely opposite views of one particular thing. And then it tells them at the end, you can either leave or you can stay, have a Heineken, you know, have a beer and have a conversation. And every single one of the couples that they showed on the commercial stayed and had the conversation. And they were very extreme of, you know, the opposite of of what was going on in the situation, you know. And so it was really cool to see how, you know, when we work together and, you know, to create something, we can then have those conversations, you know, instead of just coming at it with, I don't know who you are and I don't like you. You know, but when they have that opportunity to work together and kind of get to know each other through, you know, their work ethic or how they, you know, how they thought about putting these pieces together and just this type of thing, they saw that they had things in common. And then when they were put to the test of, you know, this person has an extreme opposite view than you, are you willing to have a conversation? They were all willing to have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was, I mean, it's not really on the top of talk, but I thought of that when you were talking.
Well, it is. Mm-hmm. It is on the topic because
yeah.
it just shows that as human beings, when we have common goals and an opportunity to work with one another without, you know, discussing issues, but just the issue being cooperation, communication, you know, solving the problem, and using their creativity to do that those things lead to be able to communicate even when you have different points of view. So I think that has a lot of implications for what we're talking about. It's just, it's a way to bring out the possibilities and just, you know, it's a great strategy.
Mhm.
Mhm. I agree.
You guys both want to watch that bear commercial now, huh?
Yes, yeah, right. I do want to get
that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. And I mean, tonight our focus is on detaching from the how. And you talked about that before, Janet, where you just kept putting it out there like you wanted this. And as you took steps towards that goal, it you know, you achieved it. And I think that mm-hmm. I think that sometimes, especially for me, that I can get all bogged down in worrying on how I'm going to make something happen.
Right.
And it never happens because I'm so worried about how I'm going to make it happen that I feel so stuck that nothing happens, right? So
yeah.
when you know, I've found that as I continue to just take one step forward, or sometimes,
yeah.
you know, several steps forward, but I'm just continuing to move forward, that it's starting to happen, you know. And when I don't worry about, like, how I'm going to pay for this or how I'm going to work this out, and I just say yes to myself and to my dreams and to my passion and my purpose, things come forward to help with all of the how. And so I don't need to worry about how it's going to happen. I just need to step forward and say yes.
Yeah, exactly. This ring, what you're saying reminds me, I'm going to read you, I'm just reading it so I don't blather on, but a post that I did, which is a true experience with people that I work with. I'm trying to get the post up, but it's not coming up. But basically, in a nutshell, it I worked. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. My phone beeped in my ear, so I was like, uh-oh, what happened? So bottom line is, I was working with a kid who was really, really thinking. I work with people in the water. It was, you know, a movement they had done before. And I'm like, okay, let's go across. And so they're thinking. I mean, I could tell that something was up because it wasn't smooth. Even though they had done it tons before, not that day, a different day. And so then I stopped and I go, so what were you thinking about? And this is a little 7-year-old. And she's like, well, I wanted to make sure I was thinking about this and this. And I go, I could tell. So this time, stop thinking. And just trust that you already know and just go. And she did, and she went across, and it was, like, beautiful. And she went across, and she's like, oh, my God, that was so fast. I want to do it again. And then she took off again, and she goes, that's so easy. And she was laughing when she got across. And I'm like, so the point is, we stop ourselves when we overthink the how are we going to do it? What's out there for us to do? Blah, blah. It's like, no, trust that hit you have. Trust your journey ahead of you. Just go. Just go. Just take the steps. Like in the morning, you know, so many people are, you know, have a rough time. Like, when am I going to work out? It's like, you know what? Workout doesn't work for you and you want to incorporate movement, don't think about it. Just move. Just get up and move. Just, you know, and same with work, creating whatever. It's like you set your intention. This is what I want. And just take your action. Just taking that single action.
Yeah.
And that's when the possibilities unfold for us, open up to us.
Yeah, I think that it's just, you know, that whole concept of being open and present and willing and aware, and you know how all of that just works together to, as we surrender to the process, to allow us to create those intentions that open the space that attract the possibilities. And I know we've been working on our websites forever, and just in the last few days everything has just kind of come together because we've just trusted the process. And you know, it just, you're still going to have to take action, and you're going to have to be patient and taking those baby steps. And sometimes they're leaps, and sometimes they're, you know, like when we used to play Mother May I, you know, little baby steps, you know, medium sized steps, crisscross steps, you know. Kelly, you probably never played Mother May I. But
I did too.
But, you know, it's like, it's just being willing and open and accepting those possibilities and then putting in the action.
Yes.
Being accountable for what comes your way.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Well, we're out of time, Terry.
Oh, I know that happens when you have such good people on the show with you. But, This is our second week on possibilities, right?
Yes.
So we still have a couple of more weeks to talk about possibilities and be aware of and willing to put those intentions out there to make the space to have those possibilities come into our lives and then to take action on them. So thank you, Janet. We love having you on our show.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Kelly. Yes. And let's go out there and be open to possibilities.
Yes.
Okay.
Yay. Thank you, guys.
Be fearless.
Bye.
Good night.